For about 8 years, doctors in New York State have asked seriously sick patients to fill out a bright pink form. The form has questions about what kind of care they may or may not want in an emergency. Advocates and lawmakers are now pushing to shift the paper system to a mandatory electronic database for better access. But as WXXI's Karen Chakurji reports, it turns out that's not so simple.
This is page one.
82-year-old Dennis Rogers lives by himself just outside of Rochester. He's showing me his MOLST form. That's M-O-L-S-T. It's short for Medical Order for Life-Sustaining Treatment. It's a bright pink piece of paper with his specific wishes.
Section, whether to intubate or not to intubate.
The MOLST form is a detailed legal document. Without a document like this, physicians or paramedics are trained to keep someone alive, including using aggressive life-sustaining treatment. Most Americans don't plan ahead for end of life, but for the ones that do, like Dennis Rogers, there's a risk that the right people won't even see the document in an emergency.
I think it was also incorporated into our electronic medical record.
The pink form is just a piece of paper. It can get lost or left behind. To work around this problem, a handful of states have electronic databases. eMOLST is New York State's version of that.
It allows for us to make sure that there's access to the form in all clinical sites. It just is the better way to do it.
Patricia Bamba is head of geriatrics at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield. She leads the MOLST program. Excellus actually pays for the entire cost of it.
When people have been using paper MOLST for so long, it becomes more difficult for them to think of converting over.
In some ways, there's incentive for everybody. Insurance companies can save big dollars if patients make clear they don't want aggressive end-of-life care. Patients can make sure they're not subjected to additional distress, and family members don't have to wonder. But even this solution has its own problems to work out. Rick Bassett heads up the PULST Technology Committee. PULST advocates for these kinds of programs nationwide.
The majority of states right now have a PULST process. And the question is, how effective is that process if I can't get access to that as a healthcare provider?
Going digital, Bassett says, means confronting things like privacy. Who will technically own the data and who will fund these programs? And then there's the technology itself. Different electronic record systems don't usually talk to each other. Even the guy who helped develop the paper MOLST can't easily get into the electronic system.
So I have to, so like so many systems, you have to change your password every so often.
I asked Daniel Mendelson to show me the electronic MOLST system. He's a geriatrician at Highland Hospital here in Rochester. He's also a self-described tech nerd, but it takes him multiple times to log into eMOLST. He doesn't use it because it doesn't integrate with the record system at his own hospital.
Didn't like that one. So that's two tries now.
For his own father, he keeps a paper MOLST form in a magnetic holder on the fridge.
Expecting a medical provider to look in their own record is reasonable. Asking them to look in an outside record and multiple outside records is probably not going to happen. And it's not that people are not hardworking and well-meaning, but how many tasks can you load somebody with in an emergency?
But there's some hope technology can actually make this easier. At least two New York hospitals connected their systems directly to the electronic MOLST system. Karen Chakurji, Side Effects Public Media.